This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Nearly 7 of every 1,000 babies born in Michigan won't make it past their first birthday. And when you break that down by statistics and race, the picture becomes even grimmer. African American and Native American babies die at rates nearly double the state average and more than triple the rate of white babies. Late last year, the state unveiled a new plan to tackle infant mortality. It's called the Mother-Infant Health and Equity Improvement Plan. Nina Sassy is the woman leading the implementation of the state's new plan. She oversees it as the state's senior maternal health strategist, and she joins us now. Nina, welcome to Stateside.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I understand access to health care is a major factor for expectant mothers. Why is that the case?
I mean, if you think about Michigan in general, when you think about access to health care for UP, that's going to mean something totally different than what it means for a metropolitan area like Grand Rapids or Detroit. But when we talk about access, we're really just talking about getting women to their appointments when they're pregnant so that they can get the proper treatment, so that they can have, you know, a healthy pregnancy as well as a healthy birth for their child.
How will this effort address the racial disparities in infant mortality I was describing earlier?
So with this particular plan, I kind of want to give you an overview of the Mother-Infant Health and Equity Improvement Plan. For one, this plan is different than the previous plans. The previous infant mortality reduction plan just focused on infant mortality, whereas with this particular plan, we're making sure that it has a maternal and infant focus, because we know that in order to have a healthy baby, you need a healthy mom. And so one of the key ways that we're doing this is with our vision. We're saying zero disparity, zero preventable deaths. And we plan to have our public health partners and clinicians and community leaders address disparities by just making sure that they are meeting families where they are, that they're, you know, offering services, and just understanding that every community has different circumstances.
You have a personal connection to this issue. What is that?
So this work is very personal to me. Before having my son, who's now 5 years old, I actually had a stillbirth due to my cervix opening. And when I became pregnant with my child, Isaac, my cervix began to open. And he was actually born 2 pounds, 4 ounces at 32 weeks. But the reason, you know, I share this story is because as a public health, you know, professional, I've been in public health for about 15 years now. There were things that I felt like could have been improved. You know, I felt like my voice wasn't heard. And again, this is just coming from my personal story, but I requested a cervical length check 2 or 3 times with my son Isaac, and 2 times they were rejected. It wasn't until the last time. I was very fortunate that my father-in-law is an OBGYN, and he finally wrote a letter and said that as an African-American woman, cervical length, that's something that should be checked, especially with my prior history. And because of that, I feel like my son is now here. You know, when we talk about disparities and we talk about health equity, you know, I wanted to have that personal touch and know that it affects us. And it's not just a socioeconomic thing, unfortunately. It's more about just making sure that, you know, when we speak to our providers, that we have the information that we need, but also as a provider, that any implicit bias that we may have, making sure we check that at the door, and just making sure that everyone has, you know, access to equitable health.
What kind of groups and organizations and who's got the transportation and other things that these expectant mothers are going to need?
Well, the way that we're structuring this, for one, we have our maternal infant strategy group, and that's comprised of like the leaders in health, and they're really the group that help kind of guiding this plan and making sure that it has the proper strategic focus. Then we have our regional perinatal collaboratives, and that's really where the work is being done. So some of them have begun to work with transportation, but that's where they're really working with those different sectors that may not traditionally work with health to make sure that mothers have access and have those needs. So what we're hoping is that, you know, the collaboratives will be able to partner more with, you know, housing and transportation and get them more engaged at the table. And it starts with just recognizing that they have to be there, reaching out to them, getting their input in and seeing where a bus line is, for example, but really getting them to the table and starting the conversation.
A significant cause of infant deaths is accidentally suffocating the baby, sleeping alongside a parent or a caregiver, or putting the baby in the crib the wrong way. That means more people than just the parents have to be educated. How difficult is that challenge?
It's a very difficult challenge. It takes a village to raise a kid. And again, like you just mentioned, it's not just the mom and dad that are caring for that child. You know, one of the initiatives that started from the Mother Infant Health and Equity Improvement Plan is our ambassador program. And what I love about this program is that it's not just a program, again, for just moms and fathers. We have grandparents and aunts and uncles and anyone that, you know, is part of that village for that family. They can participate in this ambassador program. And they're learning about, you know, safe sleep and breastfeeding and different strategies that can improve the overall health of mothers and babies. It's a great way for them to learn, but also to give that feedback. For example, we've had a meeting where we've talked about, you know, breastfeeding and, you know, what were some of the challenges? What were some of the things that you all struggled with? And what can we do better as a health department to make sure that you have access to the information that you need, you know, and the materials that you need so that you can, you know, actually implement that intervention. The same is true with safe sleep. So just making sure that everyone understands, you know, the safe sleep practices, everyone has those tools, and that they're sharing it. They're ambassadors within their community. They're making sure that, you know, the infants in their neighborhood or their community, that they're safe. So that's, again, one of the initiatives that we're pushing out through this improvement plan.
Obviously, the baby is not the only person at risk. Mothers are at risk during pregnancy, during delivery. What's being done to help them?
So one of the major initiatives that we're pushing out, or has been out for a while, is the MyAIM safety bundles. And so with these bundles, hospitals would implement them. And basically, the two major bundles that we have in Michigan are the hemorrhage and hypertension bundles. Just making sure that with the hemorrhage that they quantify blood loss and give a proper treatment. With hypertension, just making sure that they monitor blood pressure and give and follow the protocol just to make sure that they are able to maintain a healthy blood pressure for that mom.
Is this an effort that we can see an almost immediate improvement? Well, I mean, will we see a lower infant mortality rate yet this year?
Well, unfortunately, that's not how infant and mortality rates work. So it takes a year or two to see some drop in the rate itself. But what we will see is just, for instance, if you think on a smaller scale, if you think about safe sleep and how that relates to infant mortality, the more you're spreading the word and people know about safe sleep practices and the more they have the tools, like the more that they have those bassinets or those playpens, the more that you're preventing a death. So you may not see a decrease in the overall infant mortality rate, but that's one less baby dying in that particular region. Every intervention that we roll out, the more people are aware of, from a public standpoint, the more that providers and communities are working together, you're going to see that effect, just saving, you know, one baby, one mom at a time.
Nina Sassy is Senior Maternal Child Health Strategist for the state of Michigan's Mother, Infant, Health, and Equity Improvement Plan. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.